Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am here.
How are you this week, sir?
Just getting over being sick.
That's the way this... Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. As soon as I start talking, I get a freaking lump in my throat. Hold on a second. Jesus, that came out of nowhere. All this rain, it's been terrible. Can't even walk outside. It's just all rain this, rain that. So yeah, that's Eastern Kentucky. Fun times to be had. Nothing but fucking rain and snow.
Yeah.
But we're here, if I can get past this freaking lump in my throat, to talk horror like we always do. And tonight's show was one that I was kind of, looking forward to when I, saw the trailer. I was interested to see what kind of route it was taking and its storytelling, and that is Gretel and Hansel. And it's, again, one of those gothic, it's the old-time tale, of the Grimm fairy tales of Hansel and Gretel, but the switch the name around, and I guess we'll just get into it, Ian. And The film starts off with this voiceover and this tell about this father who had a daughter, and it was a baby, and she's sick, and she wasn't going to have wasn't going to be able to live long, and he didn't want that. And so he went out to the middle of nowhere to basically a lady in black that sits on top of a mountain, and she took the sickness, illness, darkness or whatever that was ailing the baby out of her, and also make the baby survive, but also leaving that doing that. Made the girl, was it the girl in the pink hat, I believe is what they called it. So it turned her into giving her abilities, basically, where she's able to tell basically the future, in a sense, or what's going to happen. And the people of the town weren't happy with that. And as she started to grow up, she started to get a little bit more evil and started hurting people, and her own father is one of those. And then they basically took her away and dropped her off in the middle of the woods in the middle of nowhere, and that's where she stayed. That is the prelude to everything. Then we get our main characters, which, of course, is Gretel and Hansel. And Gretel, basically before we get into the reasoning, their father died, and it is up to them their mother, Hansel and Gretel's mother, is they're poor, basically. And so the mother wants Gretel to go out and look for a job or something to do to bring income to the house. And she goes to this one baron, and and he asks her some personal questions that is not, because Gretel, she's a little bit older than Hansel. She's, I don't know, I would assume 13 maybe, somewhere in there, 12, 13. And, Hansel is like maybe 7 or 8. So there's a little, a little bit of a gap there. And so, he asks, this baron asks some personal questions, and that pisses Gretel off. And this causes the mother to be in an outrage and tells Gretel to take your brother, leave the house, and basically figure it out, in a sense. So she says, if you don't figure it out, I'll kill you, or something like that. And she slams a axe in the table. And so Gretel and Hansel have to leave, and they're off on their own, and they start traveling the woods and come across some interesting people and have to fend for themselves. And along the way in the woods, there's these, figures, these cloaked figures with sort of like the girl in the pink hat, but they're all black. Silhouettes in the very back of the forest and the trees and everything. And they come across a few things, and then eventually they wind up at the witch's house. And once they get there, that's when things start to get a little interesting, because, they have, they're just wanting to stay there. They're hungry. They're starving. Hansel is a very, very heavy eater. He's constantly hungry. And so they decide to stay with the witch to help her along with some things and do chores, whatever, just not to, not to be a trouble to her, but she wants the company and stuff like that. And we kind of get a little bit, a few things here and there, and then Gretel starting to learn more about herself, and just this, all this amalgamation of stuff that's happening with the witch's house, that you know and love, from the story of the Grimm's fairy tale. Now, overall, I thought the movie was okay, but it's a very, very slow burn. This film, it's a beautifully well shot movie. It has some good imagery, and it has with the forests and the woods. And you see the silhouettes in the background and the colors and the synth score of the music going along with it. All the things, it looks beautiful. It's a beautifully shot movie. This is where it comes into the bad, though. It's all style, no substance, in my opinion. There's a lot going for it. But it's just kind of one of those films where not much happens. Not a lot happens. And after the movie was over, I just walked out of the theater, like, what happened during the second half of this movie? Because I was trying to figure out, I literally was forgetting it, because not much happens. They travel through the woods, they see one dude, they see like a zombie leper disease ridden dude, they see this other guy, says, oh, you can go here, and they find the witch's house, and then they're at the witch's house, and then Hansel goes missing, and then he comes back in at the very end. So it's like, when Hansel goes missing, like, I'm trying to figure out what happened in that spark, and there's like a lot of dream sequences or visions that Gretel gets. But there's this voiceover from Gretel, and I thought the film could have used without the voiceover, because it's just like, didn't really need it, and it just kind of felt out of place for the whole film. But again, sometimes voiceovers works. I didn't think this one worked all that well. But it does have, for a PG-13, it does have some good visuals, especially towards the end. They do some interesting things with, food, and there's some decent gore, and there's some other, visions here and there, and that Grell goes through, and the finale with the witch is pretty good. But it just, again, it just there's not much to the film, and the way that it's shot, everything is like centered, so you don't have to move your eyes at all, because all the big things, all the major things are happening in the center of the screen. Like you have the witch's house that's in the very center of the, you know, screen. Then you have like the silhouettes in the woods is in the very middle of the screen. So everything's centered, and you don't have to move your eyes at all. So you can just stare directly in the middle. The way that the music's going, and then like the way the sound is, the way that they're talking is very sort of low hum, you know, just very, you know, for that period. And it just kind of puts you in a weird, like, coma-like trance, and it kind of makes you sleepy. And that's not a good thing. And especially, you know, someone just woke up and went to see this thing, and you're already, like, in this trance where you're falling asleep and kind of hard to stay awake. And it's not like a boring movie by any means, but it's just, it's the way that it's, you don't have to move your eyes, so you don't have to do anything. And it just, if you don't move for a while, and you're not doing anything with your eyes, and you're watching this movie in the middle of the screen, everything's happening, you're just starting to doze off some a little bit. And again, it's just like not much happens. Not a lot happens. It's just, it's a very basic story. They try adding a few new, you know, interesting elements with the food and, you know, what they do with Gretel and the witch and what they want to do with that whole ordeal. You know, that's sort of been done before. That's something I've seen before. You know, apprenticeship. Minor spoiler there. But yeah, it's okay. It's the second best movie of January that came out. It's probably second place. I like Underwater more, so it'd be Underwater and then Gretel and Hansel. And then I'd probably put The Ring third, believe it or not, over The Turning. But yeah, I mean, it's an okay movie. I mean, it just has a few problems. It's like one of those major. It's like a major studio is trying to do like an A24 thing. So like they're trying to do all this stuff from like The Witch, or like something from a, you know, like one of those gothic films. And then like they added like the music, the synth, and like the colors of the visuals, sort of like Mandy. So it's like a combination of those two in this setting, which it's fine. It's okay. It's good to look at. I mean, it's beautiful. Some of the shots, but there's just like, again, not much going on. And like I said, it's like all style, no substance. It's an okay watch. I mean, it's fine. But it's nothing really that I would recommend the rush out and see, because it's definitely not going to be one of those where it's, like I said, it's a tedious slow burn. It's one of those that just, it's drags, right? But it's not like terrible drag, like it's boring drags. It's just, you know, the story is just very slow and settled, and, you know, it's like Common Collective in a sense, but it's just, you know, bordering on that being, you know, there's a lot of interesting things that's happening that keeps you interested, but it's just very baseline, you know, where it's just like pushing that. And this is from Oz Perkins, who did Black Coat's Daughter, and I wasn't the biggest fan of that one either. So maybe I'm just not a fan of Oz Perkins stuff. But I mean, it's still, Black Coat's Daughter was not a bad movie by any means. Just, it wasn't, I didn't get the hype behind it when everyone was talking about it. And I finally watched it, like, it's like Paranormal Activity. Like, what's, okay. You know, but it's still, you know, he has a good style. He has a good sense of style. I still need to see his other film, see if that one's maybe a little bit better. Before this one, I was a pretty thing in the house or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's an okay movie. I mean, but it's just, it doesn't really do that much, and it's just, you know, at least you're not, you know, it's point A to point B. It's pretty, you know, like I said, it's like straight to the point. It does everything. And, you know, it's just that narration kind of, you know, doesn't really need to be happening. And, like, some of the dialects are off a little bit. Because, like, you have the witch who's, like, this very, you know, old witch. And, she has this very, you know, sort of like old, decrepit voice. And then you have Hansel, who's doing his best, doing, you know, that, like the son and like the witch. And then you have the girl who played Bev in It, and hers is like, it's like straight American almost, whereas like, are you in the right film? You know, she's kind of miscast, honestly. I didn't really, you know, she's the only one I felt was miscast in the whole movie. Like, you could have put anybody else there, and it would probably made the film a little bit better, because I just, and that's not anything I heard, I don't know, it just seems like the film was not, she wasn't right for the role, in a sense. Just like, I don't know, it just didn't feel right with her as the lead. I mean, I understand why she got it, because of It fame, but yeah, this was not the right part for her in the film. It was a miscast for sure. But yeah, overall, it's okay. It's nothing great. It's very slow burn. It's sort of tedious. It has some good visuals, some good moments. Again, it does a lot of stuff to, you know, push the PG-13 towards the end with the finale. And it's an okay watch, but it's just, it's very, like I said, all style, no substance. Ian,
yeah.
Your thoughts?
What tiny little bit I could actually watch before the, you know, watching it online and the audio completely just cut out. So I missed everything that happened. It looked, like you said, it looked really good. It actually had me like interested on, you know, what it might be, the narrator's voice. I kind of liked it. In the beginning, I liked that woman's voice. From, you know, and the camera looked really
mm-hmm.
nice. So I might have to go, you know, and actually like check it out while it's still in theaters. And yeah, it kind of sucks that, you know, there's more, you know, not really much of anything happening, but I kind of figured that. It just felt like it would be one of those movies where it looked like it was going to have more, but it really didn't. But at least it's not terrible.
No, like,
you know,
I said,
it had some
good imagery, you know, like that the poster with the witch pulling the hair out of her mouth. That's a good scene. And then, again, there's, like, some
yeah.
of the scenes with the finale and, like, some reveals and some of the visions that Gretel has. So there's some, like, good key moments that, like, stand out. But, I mean, there's just nothing there. It's just, like, okay. You know, it's just all this style, and there's just nothing to hold it, you know. At least with the witch, it was the witch, you know what I mean? I mean, there's just like all kinds
yeah.
of weird shit going on in that. And yeah, I mean, the witch was slow, but it, like, there's so much going on with the layers and everything with that film. And this one, it's just borderline. And it's like all these things that they're trying to make it this big thing that it isn't. And it shows.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I felt like when I watched the trailer for it. That it was gonna, they were gonna try to make it feel more important than what is being portrayed. And apparently, they're saying that this is a part of their dark extended universe.
Yeah.
And
we know how well that does.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know. It seems like it was better than the Jeremy Renner movie. So
I don't know. I like Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. I did like that one. Let's see, how was it? It made $6.2 million. So it, I don't even know what the main, how much budget it was. So let me check that real quick. On a, what was the budget? What was your budget? Why is it not showing its budget? I don't know, but it made like $6.1 million.
Yeah,
so
I've heard a lot of people saying it wasn't very good. And, and basically, I wasn't able to find it after it came out. I didn't check online, but
yeah, I mean, if you're in the mood for something like the, you know, if The Witch, or you know, you just want a weird, like, you know, gothic sort of tale, I mean, it's not bad. You know, this is like this and like Gwen that came out. I think that was a Shudder film, but it's out on DVD now. Gwen, I like Gwen more than this. I like The Witch more than this. I mean, there's some other ones that's very like. Oh man, I'm trying to think. It's like all those weird gothic films. It's like in that setting of the, you know, 18th, you know, 1700s, whatever century it's in. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's nothing. It's nothing grand. I mean, it's just it has some good stuff to it, but there's nothing there to really, you know, to sink its teeth into anything. And it's just it kind of felt like empty. You know, it's just it's empty. It has some good stuff, but it's an empty film. And it's not terrible. But there's just, like, not much going for it, and that sucks, because I was, yeah. And, you know, I still thought it was decent, but there's just a lot of problems I had, you know, like, the way that, you know, like, it was trying, and just the emptiness of it, and, like, all the stuff that it's trying to do, and it tries, and then there's, like, parts of it that kind of, like, you know, you're kind of questioning a few things here and there, and, I mean, it's not bad, but it's still not. It's not. It's okay. That's all I can say. It's okay. It's an okay watch, but nothing grand that I was kind of. I mean, I didn't really have hopes up. I just like I was interested in see what they were doing with it. And it you know, all style, no substance. It's an empty film, which is sad.
Yeah.
But I guess. I mean, Ian, you got anything else to add? Or you want to mention?
Not really, without, you know, going in circles again. And
yeah. Well, I guess that's going to do it, because I don't have anything else to say, really, about the film. There's nothing next week. Even though there's supposed to be, like, I guess it's limited. The Lodge is supposed to be out, but it's not anywhere near me, so I guess it's a limited release. So next week will either be a special show or no show. I'm going to try to work on a special show. So hopefully I'll be able to, we'll figure something out there. So that's going to do it with our review of Gretel and Hansel. So thanks everyone for listening, and we will see you next time.
Your skin.